All right, I'm William Moan. I will be interviewing Adriana Busticariotti. We are currently in Bowie, Maryland. It is October 4th, 2015. All right. First, we're just going to start with a pretty simple question. Just ask, coming from Italy, what would you say is your, what's a childhood memory or experience that you always think of from back home?
For back home? Not very simple. Excuse me, very simple life. It was half to the World War II, so we really don't have anything. There was no work for young people. And of course, I'm ambition to work and go on and make it better for me. So I decided to come into United States. And of course, I always love Italy, Spoleto, mm-hmm. where I come from. But my mother have two sisters mm-hmm. here already in the United States, mm-hmm. which they bring me over. Mm-hmm. A man from Italian embassy, he did my paperwork. Mm-hmm. And soon I get here, about a year later, I met my husband. Mm-hmm. That he was here with the Italian embassy, her father was military. We got married, and I have 5 children, all boys. And my life is started here, and I'm very happy, and I'm glad that I came in this country. It made it much better for me and for my family.
So just to clarify, at what age did you come?
I came in early 19. I would just thought it. My birthday is in October 8th, so it was in December 12th I mm-hmm. came.
Mm-hmm. December 12th of 1965?
Yes.
So did you move directly to the Washington, D.C. area?
Yes. Actually, I moved in Silver Spring. And then from there, I met my husband. Every Sunday, we used to go. I came with my sister. My sister went back after a year, 1 year high school, and she went back. And we used to go to Italian church at downtown, Holy Rosary, and that's where I met my husband, an Italian church at downtown.
So what exactly did your journey to the United States look like? Just ranging from not necessarily exactly physically how you got here, that too, but also just the experience, you know, emotions you were feeling.
The experience to get here, it was very, very exciting, but also scary because I don't know the language. I gotta find my way to learn everything. It was new for me, and but I did it because I'm very, very demanding person that I don't give up so easy. I have to make it, and I think I made it.
So before you moved, I know you were only 19, but what was your occupation? What did you do, you know?
Back in Italy?
Yep.
Really, after the school, that you finish your high school there, it was no job. Mm-hmm. You go from one place to the other. I used to help in, a lot in where my father used to work. And then he used to make a pasta, a factory where they make pasta, mm-hmm. flour. So I used to, after school, I used to go there and help to make a flour package and then sell it to the store. To these people, the owner of the place, and I think we used to do this once a month, and of course it was all day long work, but let me tell you, when I finish it, I look like a fish with the flour, you know, and the flour ready to fry, because I was all white and all over.
So tell me a little bit about what was Italy like at the time? I know it was after World War II, but...
Italy at the time, it was very, I should say, poor. I mean, we have rich people and people like me that you have to leave because it was no job for young kids. And everybody struggled to make a day. If it's any job, it was for their family, for the father and mother who's got to support their family. But for the young kids, it was bad. No job at all.
So tell me a little more about us, your hometown. Just what was it like?
My city in Spoleto. Mm-hmm. My city, it was really, really nice city. Very small. You can walk all over it, and that's what I did because we don't have the time and no bike, mm-hmm. and no car, mm-hmm. So we walk everywhere. But it was very, very home. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say. Everybody know each other. Everybody go out on the piazza or the cafe, just have ice cream, and meet friends and just walk to everywhere. And that's the way we spend the night or afternoon or Sunday go to church. And actually, I went to church too, a Catholic church in Catholic school in Spoleto. And so in 19, I can't remember exactly, but when I was 14, the Spoleto Festival started. Giancarlo Menotti in bring the Spoleto Festival. And now I think they do it down to Charleston, South Carolina, also the same festival. It called Spoleto Festival USA. And on the time of the festival, that's where I work, on the theater, to make some money, of course. But it was exciting at the time because we got a movie star and exciting people come everywhere from all over the world. And then I came over to looking for a better job, a better life, as you should say. And I think I made it. I struggle, but I think I did it. I think I'm comfortable now. I get my job, and I got my 5 children. Mm-hmm. I got my 8 grandchildren. And I think I did it pretty good. You know, I survived, I should say. I'm survived.
Mm-hmm. So, before you came to America, I know that you had, you know, family here, but what would you say was your relationship to America? Did you know a lot about America? Did you ever read about it?
I do read about it, and I want to come to America because America was the best. And what I'm looking for, I was excited to see cowboy. All the West. To me, it was West, the cowboy, the horse, and and when I came to Washington, and I said, oh, where are the cowboy? I'm looking for cowboy, and I said, cowboys in the West. I saw no cowboy here, but yes, it was very exciting to come to Washington, to America. Yes.
So you say you just kind of, did you say, other than not finding the cowboys here?
No, not find cowboy here in Washington.
Would you say your experience or what you believed was kind of, you know, that, you know, the idea that you had in your head of what America was? Would you say it lived up to your expectations?
Yes, I think, yes. When I came in this country, of course, the first few years, it was homesick. Mm-hmm. I want to go back all the time. But then I thought, you want to go back because your family, your roots are there, but there is nothing like here. Mm-hmm. You don't have the chance that you have here. So for many years, I go not back and forth, but I stay with 1 foot in the water, in the ocean, and 1 foot in the land. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want to stay here. I want to go back. It was very difficult time for me to decide, and I know I want to be here. But it was such a homesick, very, very homesick to go back.
I believe. Yeah. Other than you know, just the distance, how did your family life change by coming to America? Did you talk to your family very often early, or?
From the beginning, they don't have a telephone, mm-hmm. so from the beginning, I write. Then slowly, with the year go by, everything getting better. I am better over there too, so I phone call maybe once a month, mm-hmm. to let them know and to hear from them how they go on.
Did they ever come over here?
My mother came in when my number 3 son born, which is 44 years ago. My father came when my mother died, which is 20 years ago. And he came and stayed all summer here, and then he went back, yeah.
How about, you said your 1 sister went back to Italy. Did she ever come back here?
No, never come back. She went back in 1 year high school, and then she went back. She got married, opened up a clothing store, and she did it very well. Then, and I don't know what year, but I know that 20 years ago, she got very, very, very sick. Mm-hmm. She got lupus, and she had to close out the store. Oh. And she's still in bed. She can't get up. She really is a very sick girl. Yes, and I try to go back. Mm-hmm. Sometime, I used to go back once a year, but now it started to get difficult. Mm-hmm. So if I go back every 2 years, I'm happy. But I want to go back and see her, of course, and see my brother, my cousin, everybody there, the family that I left behind.
So after you moved here, how long was it before you went and visited
back
Italy? Yeah, went back for the first time.
6 years.
6 years.
Taking me 6 years mm-hmm. to go back. Yeah.
So tell me about when you first showed up and you came into Silver Springs. Tell me, you know, those first couple, you know, those the first couple of experiences you have, you know, just the once you got here, setting your roots.
It was okay. It was good. I want to stay. I want to start a life here. I want to do it. It was a little difficult to learn a language, and I still think I gotta learn. To learn a language, to get used to this different mm-hmm. life. But I, like I said, it was a little difficult. Mm-hmm. And I keep it back in my mind. I said, I gotta make it. I gotta get used to. I have to become American citizen, and I have to do like American doing. Mm-hmm. You go to Rome, you do like a Roman doing. Here, Adriana, you in America, you gotta do what America doing. And that's what happened. And now I think I am America. I still gotta learn more English, maybe my pronunciation, but I think I'm settled pretty good. Yeah, I think so.
So when you moved here, did you live with your aunts?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was like your first job? Where did you start out when?
My first job, I think I babysitted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, started babysitting. A little boy, I can't remember his name, it was so many years ago. Yes, I did babysitter from some family.
So mm-hmm. did you,
I met my husband at the Italian church, so we got married, and then we started from there mm-hmm. slowly to get ahead, yeah.
And what did he do?
My husband used to work for a company after his father and mother go back to Italy. They finished the, mm-hmm. the service on the Italian embassy. Mm-hmm. We got married, and this Italian man that he used to have a store, I should say, he used to make a lamp. So he did a green card for us. Mm. And then after that, we become American CDC after 7 years. Yeah, we cool. waited 5 years, and then and so we become American CDC pretty much soon. That's what we were interested to do. Yeah.
So I know that you were, you know, very homesick, and you went to the Italian church. Were there any other ways that you kind of reconnected to you know, the Italian people in this area, or back to the Italian culture?
Yes, sometimes I go to the same Italian church. They have a lot of TVD, but now I live a little far away. I'm not going all the time. But we used to go to Italian festival, met a lot of Italian people, but we don't have many Italian people in this area, almost as in New York. But I have a few friends, mm-hmm. yes, Italian, that we get together and do picnic or whatever, you know, activity mm-hmm. they come out, they call me. And we do, like I said, we go to Italian church mm-hmm. pretty often, yeah.
So what would you say about the, was it difficult when you first came here and there wasn't a very strong Italian community?
No, not at all.
Were you expecting a stronger Italian community?
I don't even look. I just don't know what I expect. Mm-hmm. I just keep on going day by day to find my way, to mm-hmm. learn a language and to getting better. To like I say, after I married, you know, I stayed a few years home. And then I decided that I need to do much better with the money because there's a lot of kids coming up. So I learned to be a beautician. I learned to be a beautician, and excuse me. And then I find a babysitter that she was, excuse me. Oh my God, she was from Cuba, And she just came from Cuba, living next door to me. So I always she tell me about the life she have in Cuba. I left two children behind because it was the time of the serves over there, and she can take them out. So I told her that if she watch my children, I go back to work.
You can get some water if you'd like.
Excuse me. Stop a little.
Alrighty, go ahead.
So my neighbor was from Cuba. And she always, we get together at lunchtime, and she always tell me all that she went through to come in this country, her story. So she left the two children over there. So I told her that I will go back to work, and she would babysit my kids so she can make some money and send the package over there in Cuba, so help her children. And that's what happened. And that when I started to learn Spanish better than English. So now I know Spanish better than English because I keep in, and with all this Spanish people, I find people to talk all the time. And so that's what happened. My kids say, she babysit my children until the last one. Mm-hmm.
So was it difficult still, you know, learning the language and everything to get a job as a beautician or anything?
No. For my language, it wasn't difficult. Mm-hmm. I don't have a difficult to find the job because I knew my work and I learned very fast. Mm-hmm. So my job, it was okay.
It's okay. So, what would you say when you first came here, you know, going back to like that image of America in your head, what was completely different than what you thought, than you thought it was going to be?
Everything. Everything. It was everything. The custom, I mean, everything, you know. Especially like here, you need a car to go everywhere. Mm-hmm. In Italy, I used to walk everywhere. So that was a very difficult because I don't have a car right away. So I got to learn to drive, I got to buy a car. And it was, I understand the people, I understand the school for my kids. Mm-hmm. It was everything different.
So of course. After being here for so long, when did you get your first car? The first time you...
I got my first car when I already have two children. It was Stevie, number three, which maybe 10 years, I should say. I don't remember, but probably in 10 years. And it was difficult to learn, and you have to say everything in English. It's not easy like now, people go and everything in Spanish. I don't have the opportunity, English or nothing, you know. So I remember I learned to drive, and to park a car, it was difficult. I parked all the way far away with nobody there. So I was, you know, but I made it, you know. Yeah, so it was very difficult because, like I said, everything it was in English. And then I have to go for test for be a beautician. That was difficult because everything was English also. Not my practical, but the writing, the reading, and it was difficult. And then you have to I started working for retirement home, get contract for a retirement home. So I need a manager license. So then I have to go back to get the manager license, otherwise I couldn't work in there. And that was a little difficult also. You gotta know all this brain stuff and all the hair and all the function, like a doctor. So I said, I should become a doctor instead of a hairdresser. But I made it that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about, because you did have five sons, and you know, you didn't have a car for a very long time. What was, how was adjusting to the home life?
The five son, I don't have a car. Let me think now. Yes. Well, from the beginning, I stay home. Mm-hmm. Then when I have a car, I bring everybody to the babysitter. Fill it up a car, some in the school, some in the babysitter, some there. And so I was so tired. You come home from school and take everybody here and there. Sometime I have a baby, put maybe in the car, in the seat, and I forgot the bottle on top of the car, or the diaper in front of the car, because at the time the car have a big bumper in the front, you can put a stuff in there. And people wave at me, and I said, why they wave? What they want? I'm doing right, everything is fine. And people wave, that's a way, wait. Because the baby bottle, it was on top of the car. The diaper bag, it was in front of the car. It just, you know, when I get home, I say, oh, they're still here. That's why. But it's happened more than one time. It's happened to me because you have to catch these kids and make sure they're not going the street, to make sure everybody tied a seat belt. And it was just crazy. I was only aware. My size, it was size 6, and I weighed 116. So I was a skeleton, but after everybody, run here and there, and then fix it. Dino come home, and everybody take a shower, everybody ready for school, everybody ready for babysitter. Oh, I don't want to go back at this time, no.
A full-time job.
No.
So, when you guys were raising your kids, did you try to, put some of your Italian culture and lifestyle into
it? Oh, definitely. Definitely. My children, when they sit at the table, everybody sit at the table and they have to eat it with the fork, with the knife, no oval in the table, no, you cannot talk with the mouth full. Everybody can talk, but you cannot talk with the mouth full. And everybody sit at the table at the same time. Nobody say, I bring my on TV, my food on TV, or my dishes, TV off. And everybody sit at the table, and that's my culture, that's where I grew up, and everybody eat together. 6 o'clock is a dinner time. After dinner, we read, we do everything we have to do. But when it's time for dinner, breakfast, or everybody gotta sit at the table together.
Was it strange? Did you ever at some point, see your children and see that they've been kind of, Americanized? Was it, you know what I'm saying? Kind of American culture affecting them?
Yeah, that's fine. We I put it together, everything. American, Italian, because we're here, my children born here, definitely they have to have the American culture. But also my culture, and try to speak Italian to them so they can learn the language. And I think I did it pretty good. They learn the language, they learn Spanish with the babysitter, and English, of course, their own language.
That's great. I was just talking about, things that are common in your culture. What is something that you miss, a cultural or social norm, that's very common in Italy that you wish was more common here in America?
A reunion family every Sunday. Sunday is very, very important back in Italy. Everybody go see grandma, go see mom, and everybody get together. Everybody go see. It's a Sunday. It's for you, it's for your family. Do two things together. Let's go maybe to eat out, but also let's go see grandma first, because grandma is part of your family, So that's, That's very important for us.
So just going back, thinking of when you think of Italy now, the first thing that comes to mind, what is the first thing that you think of when you think back on Italy?
Well, everything when it comes to my mind, just to walk on Spoleto Street, sit in the cafe, having my cappuccino, and just talk with my friend, and just to walk, I like to go back in summertime. Usually, I like to go back in summertime because it's good. You know, the weather is good, the fruit is good. You walk in the street, there's people sell a fruit, and so you buy fresh fruit and get together on lunchtime. Everybody in Italy, what they have is full rush hour. 8 o'clock in the morning, you open the door, the store. You close at 1 o'clock, you go home, have a lunch until 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, you go back to work and work at 2, 8 o'clock. So this 2 or 3 hours in the daytime is for your friend, for your nap, for whatever you have to do it. Go to cafe, have a cappuccino, have a cafe after lunch. And this is life in Italy. Here, rush, rush, rush. But you can do different here, you know.
Was that very overwhelming when you first came here, that change in that pace from the rush hour to, you know, the time is just work all the way through?
Yeah, it was a little difficult because you're not used to it. You're better now, you know, I got used to, but the beginning, yeah, it was a little difficult. Yeah.
So have you gone to the Spoitoids Festival in some recently?
Yes, I went to, are you talking about here?
The one in...
Oh, in Italy? Yeah, I've been many times before I came here. I used to work in the theater when, you know, do all kind of stuff. Open the door, see all this movie star, all the musician, and it was just good. All the young girls used to do this because, it, like I said, we waited for Spoleto Festival so we can have a little job.
So, just talking back to, you know, coming here and kind of adapting, would you say to an extent, were you perceived or was there any kind of like, you were misunderstood? Because there weren't very many Italians in this area.
No, it was, no, there are not many Italians in this area.
Do you think you were kind of perceived or misunderstood differently here than you were in your country of origin?
Like,
discriminated, people didn't, you know, talk to you, anything like that?
I don't find discrimination when I come over. I find more now than before.
Really?
Yes, yes. When I came over, no, not at all. Everything was fine, you know. But now, it started
there's
discrimination.
More,
yes.
There's more discrimination now?
Yes, yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I just want to talk about just transitioning to the American culture again. Like, what were some things that you came to America and they just kind of... you just immediately just loved it, something that you didn't know about in Italy that you came here and, you know, you were just kind of awestruck almost, something that you really enjoyed.
You know what, like I say, I gotta get used to it. It wasn't just, you know, wow. Yeah. I mean, are you sure? I love it. Washington, I liked it, but it was too much of the change, too big change for me to say, oh no, I gotta get used to. That's the place and that I'm going to leave. I can't go back because the economy there is bad. Excuse me. The economy there is bad. So here I have to make it. I'm gonna get used to. The only thing it really in Spoleto, where I come from, Umbria, the region, is green all year long, even the winter. The tree never loses the leaves, the mango, they are green. When I came here in December, I came on December 12th, I see a tree don't have leaves. Everything, it was so sad. I started to get sick. I said, what happened to this tree? I never know the tree don't lose the leaves because in my city, in Umbria, in my region, the tree is always green. So when I saw this, then when the depression, really depressed.
Yeah. The homesickness hit?
Yes, a lot.
So tell us, how did you get into going to that Italian church? Do you have family that went there?
No, or? My aunt told me there is Italian church that I can go and, you know, meet people. Met young guys, young women like me, and met a lot of people. Yeah. And
so when you first came here and your sister ended up going back, did you ever think about maybe moving to a different place in the country, or was there a place that when you first came here you really wanted to be, you know, I want to live?
No. I'm later on in my life, I think, why I not move, went to California. But I could because my ex-husband now, with his father here with the embassy. He was a young man like me. So we can't. I stay here. And
you think if you had the choice, though, you think you would have moved to California?
Yes, I love California. California, it reminds me Italy.
So I was just wondering, why did your aunt come here originally?
They came after the World War II with an ambassador. They worked for them. They were on cook, I think, in the kitchen. They made a dinner for this, and they were, yeah.
How did your family feel about you coming to America? Did they want you to? They kind of want you to stay?
No, they thought that it was a good idea because it was nothing for the young people there. Mm-hmm. I thought they not like it for me to leave it, but they also think it was a good opportunity to have a better life. Mm-hmm. Better opportunity. At least you work.
Did they ever think about coming over?
For good, no. But they came to visit. My father came, my mother came, my brother came. So, yes, they like it. Yeah.
How about your brother? Did they ever have any ideas about
They were already married with the children. No, it was too much to move everybody. You move it when you're young, or you not move at all, you know?
So you came in by plane.
Yeah.
What was that, like your first time on a plane? Tell me a little more about that trip over here as far
the
as...
The trip over here, it was, I made it with Lalitalia. Mm-hmm. And it was so long. And when we get to New York, we have to change it for Washington. Mm-hmm. But the night, it rained so bad or something happened, the plane don't, I couldn't come. So we stay in hotel there. And I have a four American girl, they take it to the same plane. So they helped me to go from one plane to the other. They went to Italy for tour, you know. Mm-hmm. They helped me in New York. And so we came here the next day. We came to Washington next day.
Where'd you land, do you know?
In Washington, in Washington, D.C.,
Reagan?
Reagan, yeah.
Did you ever think about staying in New York?
No.
I was wondering. No. It's such a large Italian community up there.
No, I like a small place. I like a small city. I love Annapolis, I like Bowie. I like places where I think that's the word I get used to back in there. Mm-hmm. And like when I go to Rome, one day Rome is get done for me. It's too much. New York, one day, two the most. Mm-hmm. And then I have to come home.
Yeah. Too big.
Too big. Too big. Beautiful, gorgeous, but it's too big. I'm lost.
So I know you lived in Silver Springs. You now lived in Bowie. What other places did you live in this
area?
Just it?
That's it. I don't move around much. Mm-hmm. When I'm making my roots to someplace, I stay. I don't like to move. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what? At what age did you? You know, what year did you guys move into Bowie from Silver Spring?
At what age I move?
Well, just like what, you know, like how long did you live in?
I moved in Bowie, I said 14 years ago.
So you lived in Silver Springs up until that time?
Yeah.
Was the, how was like the community there? Did you know?
Community, it was good. I like it. I like it. I have my neighbor, it was Italian from Argentina. Born in Argentina, but family, it was Italian. And we get along fine. Then the other side, I have a couple, they already retired from work, and all day she raised one of my kids. She thought it was her kids, Paul. And Paul have a room over there, Paul sleep over there, Paul. I couldn't even call and say, Paul, come home, because she said, no, he have a room here. And she never have any children, wonderful, wonderful people. So I said, okay, you can have it. I got five. I got four. So you can have it, Paul. But wonderful people. My neighbor was nice people. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you first came over here, was it, other than going to like the church and the community was pretty, was the community very accepting or, you know, letting you in? Did you, a lot of people help you out, trying to teach you or?
Not really. No. I did it by myself. Mm-hmm. Nobody got involved in anything. I went to the church on Adelphi, and it was Italian, American priest, Monsignor, but he studied in Rome, so he knew a little bit of Italian, and he was, many times he came to dinner at my house, because he feel like back in Italy, you know, and so, yeah, we get along fine on the church up there. My kids are in the school children, on the church there and go to school there too, also.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to go into, I know, what would you say, I know your hobby, you like to enjoy cooking and everything. Is that kind of a way that you find that you reconnect with your Italian culture?
Yes, I work in for, I used to have a beauty shop in maybe 23 years ago in Bethesda. Mm-hmm. Then they knocked down the building, and of course on the new lease, mm-hmm. it was too much money. So I went to retirement home and I do contract with retirement home. Mm-hmm. And one time, I think a Washington Post came and see and made an article of me, what I do all day with this lady, and it was beautiful, I think in 1995. Mm-hmm. Then, let me think. Yes, I keep on going and do this, and also I got, not too long ago, maybe two weeks ago, I went to New York. Mm-hmm. And I cook for Italian restaurant, one of the best Italian restaurants in the country. Mm-hmm. One of the five best mm-hmm. restaurants in the country. And that day it was excellent mm-hmm. also. I never cooked for so many people. I did cook for my family, but it was an excellent mm-hmm. Day. So now I go back next week mm-hmm. to do the food network. Mm-hmm. I'm going back and on Thursday, and that's what we're going to do.
And you shoot for the Food Network?
That's yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And I also sell a clothing. I sell clothing from Italy. You know, I bring it over and not too much, a little money, you know, just some use, some new, but it's something give me to do. Mm-hmm. I can't stay still. And I know everything about clothing. My family used to have a clothing business back in Italy.
Your sister, correct?
My sister, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I do that also on Sunday, Saturday. I do a flea market. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. Do it. I don't, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have a beautiful clothing too. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So I was just gonna, you know, is there anything else that you'd like to just tell us before you leave? Anything that, let's say, if you were going to give some advice to somebody who's coming over to America from Italy right now, or you know, any immigrant coming in, what would be some advice you'd give them?
First thinking, learn a language if you don't know. Mm-hmm. And then you gotta settle someplace. Not go here and there, settle and find out everything about your community, or everything about the store, everything where your city hall, with all this important place. Mm-hmm. And then you go to your school if you have children, go to school if you want to, you know. But yes, just set in one place and focus on what your life is going to be, how you wanted this. Because if you go one place to the other, you got lost. You don't know. You got to know your place where you live. You got to know the city where you live. You got to know where is everything is. And then you can move on or whatever you want. But first you got to orient yourself like that.
Just going to adapt yourself to the American
culture. Your church, who is your neighbor, you got to watch it for that too.
So is there anything else you would like, you know, you'd like to talk about or add?
No, I think I enjoy having my family over. I enjoy do what I'm doing. I like to be with my friends. And I enjoy you go to work. People, my children told me, Ma, relax. Relax. Because I'm going. I never stop it day and night. And I told them, when I die, I relax a lot. So I got to keep on going and do things so that I can do it now. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not doing it now, where are you going to do it? You know? Now I do it for fun. Of course, you got to go to work to pay your bill, but also you do things for fun now. Mm-hmm. If one day I say, okay, today I can't come in because I can't go to work because I have to go to New York, then you can do it. Mm-hmm. And with the time when I say, no, I can't go to New York, I can't go to Annapolis, I can't go here, I can't go because I got to go to work, mm-hmm. family, house, and everything. But now I go to work. And my responsibility, I need the money to pay my bill. But if one day I want to take him home, I want to take off, and I say, okay, today is my day. I want to go down the beach. Instead of today, I come Saturday. I change the day today to come work. And everybody agree because of the lady waiting for me. They wait for me to go. They wait for me to have a hair done. They ask me, Adriana, why don't you cook for us? I say, it's not so easy. You know, they're looking for. I do happy hour for them on their retirement home once a month. I cook for them a happy hour, make little d'oeuvres, stuff like that. So I enjoy you do that. Yeah. So that's it. I think that's the way it is. This is America way, and you do the best you can, and be nice, be good, pay your bill, pay your taxes, and wait for your time to come to go on the other side.
Well, I really appreciate, you know, giving me this opportunity.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. I'm glad.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.